I'm Danielle McCartan here with Jimmy Leyritz, two-time World Series champion, 96 and 98,
was 99.
It? Oh, 99. Okay. So what is you're here in this sweet event for Mint Pros. What is the coolest part about being here and interacting with all these fans?
Well, I think that's it. I mean, interacting with the fans. The bottom line is we love to hear the stories. We love to hear what people were doing, the impact that those World Series teams that we were on, had, not only with the fans, but with the city of New York. And it's just great to relive those moments and be a part of it. And, again, make a day at the ballpark fun for everybody.
Yeah. So
and we're raising money for charity.
And that's right. At the same time. Now, you do a lot of work with the Pink Tie Foundation?
Yes, Pink Tie out of Long Island. And, it's part of the first equity title company that their philanthropic side is called Pink Tie. And it's 100% pass-through charity that all the money is donated back to charities and foundations out of Long Island in New York that need help, that can't raise funds.
Very cool. And so you got a letter from the Yankees asking you to play in Old Timers Day. Can you take me back to that day, opening that envelope?
That was last year.
Yeah.
Okay, this year I didn't get one.
Okay.
So I know that might be awkward.
But no,
this year I wasn't invited because I was told that I'm on a 3-year rotation.
Okay. That's okay.
For some reason that I didn't do enough in Yankee history to be invited every year.
Oh,
but that's
okay. You won 2 World Series.
Well, that's what I said. But, again, some of the things that have happened with Old Timers Day is it's supposed to be about the fans. It's supposed to be about people who they want to see. And hopefully next year I'll be invited back.
Well, when you were there, what was the coolest part about being and playing in it?
Yeah, well, I mean, what? Just to be back out there amongst the guys. And again, not just the guys I played with, but the legends. The Reggie Jacksons, Whitey Ford was still there. Just to be on the field and just really kind of reminded why you gave up 13 years of your life for an organization to play and to be a part of something special, which was the New York Yankees. And I think, to me, that's the reason why when I come back here, it's kind of like a second family reunion. I have my own family, but being there 13 years, that was my second family.
So we're going to have actually another reunion coming up very soon, the 96 reunion, and you're definitely on the VIP list for that.
That one they couldn't keep me at.
What are you most excited about seeing at that event?
Again, there's a couple guys, and it's not the main guys that we do events with all the time.
Right.
It's the guys that were on those teams, like the David Weathers,
right.
Like the Brian Boehringers, guys that you don't get to see all the time.
Right.
They come back, and we'll relive some of the old memories. And again, just like you said, being together, reliving that, probably to me, which was the most special team that I was a part of and had to be a big part of. As a 96 team, just to be together and hang out with the guys.
That's cool. So you're enshrined in many Yankees fans, probably everybody here. The home run was a 2-2 pitch over the left field fence. Take me back to that moment in time.
Well, it was a situation where we had just rallied to come back 6-3. Mm-hmm. We had our best two hitters up, Paul O'Neill and Tino Martinez, pinch hitting with guys on base. We thought, here we go.
Right.
And then they both struck out, unfortunately. And then we kind of all felt like, okay, that was our chance. You look in the bullpen, they got Mark Wohlers warming up, who was there, Mariano Rivera, at that time. And I looked at, I think, Jeff Nelson, and I said, thank God we didn't get swept. And we felt like that was our chance. And then all of a sudden, we come up in the eighth inning, and everything happens. And, I hit the home run. That winds up being the pivotal moment.
Right.
And then, Andy Pettitte pitches a great game 5, Joe Girardi's triple in game 6, and we end up winning the thing. And like I said, probably the greatest celebration New York has ever seen, sports-wise, but also a city to be able to celebrate that team.
Yeah, and to be in a ticker tape parade, can you just describe that, 96 especially?
Yeah, I mean, I did 2 of them, 96 and 99, and 99 was great, but it was not even close to being compared to 96. Matter of fact, I was with Mayor Giuliani just a month ago, and we were talking about it, and he said, that 96, your team and your home run, what it did, not only for sports, but for the city of New York. He was the mayor at the time.
Of course.
He was cleaning up the city. Everything was starting to get better.
Mm-hmm.
He said what that team did to uplift the city.
Right.
You guys had a major impact, not only in sports, but also in the city.
Very cool. So, and then just who do you keep in touch with from your playing days in the Yankees?
Well, unfortunately, the Yankees bring me back a lot to do a lot of events.
Right.
So we see guys all the time. It's really nice to be a part of, to be up here a lot. Pat Kelly. You don't see too much because he's in Australia, but it's great to have these things to get him back. Charlie Hayes, Jeff Nelson and I do a lot of things together. Bucky Dent, I do all of Bucky's charities. He does all of mine.
It's cool.
It's just really great to be part of, like I said, that type of a history and that type of thing where we do things for each other.
Great. Awesome. Thank you. Well, Danielle McCartan, Jimmy Leyritz, have fun. This is awesome. It's a cool event.
Good to see you.
Thank you.